Taking attendance is extremely important, but it also shouldn't waste our time in the class. So today I'm talking about some do's and don'ts with attendance taking.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Okay, so let's make sure that we understand something right off the bat. Taking attendance is extremely important in your classroom. It's very important. You just cannot ignore it, all right? If you do, you're going to end up with some situations that are going to happen. Number one, you know, you're going to get visited from somebody saying, hey, why aren't you taking roll? But it goes beyond because you have to do it. We got to get to a full understanding of it's important to take attendance because it's how you keep track of kids. They're coming and going, because if you just have to trust your memory, you probably have way too much stuff going on to remember if Steve was in your classroom today or yesterday or 3 weeks ago. And so it's important to take roll. And now, yes, there are lots of other things attached to this, but just you as the teacher, your responsibility in that classroom for each of those children, you have to know when your kids are there and they're not there. So it is an important task that you've got to make sure gets done. Now, the big issue with it, though, is that you don't need to make it consume the class time. It shouldn't take away from instructional time. No. I've seen some people take anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes to do roll. That's ridiculous. Okay, it can't be that way. And the reason why you don't want to be that way is it's taking away from what you're there to do. If you're taking anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes to take roll, that means that you're actually not wanting to teach and you're avoiding it, and you're just using it to consume some time. Really, you're just wasting time. Yeah. So let's get this, you know, right off the bat. Let's just get this through our heads that it's so important that we take roll, that we keep attendance, and that we keep it accurate, because we need to know if the kids are there, if they're not there. And I'll come back to that in just a minute. So with this being said, you know, one of the things that we want to do is we want to think about how not to do it. All right. So I've got a list of don'ts when it comes to attendance taking. All right. And these are real things that have, I've met with some adults and said, let's try and change this up just a little bit. All right. So let's start with number one. This is a list of three don'ts when it comes to attendance taking. Number one, don't take 5 to 15 minutes or more to do this. And I kid you not, I supervised somebody who we had a long talk about how long it took her to take roll. And I think it was simply because she was avoiding working with the kids. And she could draw it out. The longest I saw her was take 15, almost 20 minutes to take roll. And that's just crazy, because that's all instructional time. And meanwhile, guess what was happening with the kids? They were starting to get off task. They weren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. And she had a new issue, which, you know, if you waste time like that in the class, the kids are going to punish you for it. Yes, they will. So number one list of my three don'ts when it comes to attendance taking is don't take more than 5, and definitely don't go anywhere above that. You know, 5 to 15 minutes or more is crazy. It actually should only take you 1 to 2 minutes to take roll. Number two, don't let kids handle it. No. Oh my goodness. This drives me nuts when I see this happen, because the kid cannot take your responsibility for attendance taking. You've got to understand that there are lots of different aspects of attendance taking, one of which is legally knowing that every kid that you say is in that classroom is in that classroom. All right. There are many different reasons why. Well, you know, you never know. There might be divorce decrees, but just simply keeping a knowing who's in your classroom and who's not, that is such a simple thing. Well, you cannot delegate that responsibility to a kid and then get mad at them if they miss somebody in the classroom. That's not good. And you also have another issue with that, which it's none of their business who's in the class and who isn't. Yeah. They're going to know when their friends are there and when their friends aren't there. And they're going to know when certain kids are there and they aren't there. But if you give a child that role in the class, that's not good, because now they might start keeping track of who is there in the class when, and they know exact dates and so forth, and they might start telling their parents and things like this, and it is nobody else's business except yours and the child who you're keeping track of. Now, you know, with that, just keep in mind that you cannot delegate this responsibility. It is your responsibility. You need to know who is there and who isn't. When it comes to following up with, you know, missed work, or, you know, when a kid's falling behind, or they're out of school because they're sick or not feeling well, you want to know that information. If you delegate it to somebody else, they're going to know it, but not you. You're not going to see the patterns. You're not going to see what's happening. You're not going to keep track of it over time. It's just not going to happen. Plus, you cannot delegate. Like I said, this is your responsibility. And if a kid screws it up, you couldn't give them that responsibility, and you should not do that. So number one, don't take 5 or more minutes to do this. Number two, don't let kids handle it. And number three, don't trust your memory. Do it. You have to get it done, so you've got to do it. So, you know, my list of three don'ts, and I'm sure you could add more to this list, but just keep in mind that you shouldn't take more than 5 minutes. You don't let kids handle it. And you don't trust your memory. You just get it done. So if I talked about my don'ts about taking attendance, let's talk about my do list. All right. So I've got 4 on my do list. And number one is get it done. All right. Now, when I say this, you have to know, you have to decide when this is going to be appropriate. Because in some cases in your schools, they want it done within the first 2 minutes of class. You got to get it done. You got to put it on a piece of paper. You got to send it to the office, or you got to put it in the computer, or you got to do whatever you got to do. Well, if that's the case, just get it done. Now, if you don't have to do that, you don't have to put it in the computer until, you know, later in the class, toward the end of class or something like that, then you need to develop ways in which you can do this without disrupting your class. So one of the things, like I said, number one on my list is get it done. Number two is, first of all, the thing that makes it easiest to take roll and take attendance is learn their names. Learn their names. You need to make sure that you know every kid's name in your class. And there are certain things, and we'll do this another time. We'll go over more of this. I can also link you to where I talk about an episode where I talk about the idea of learning kids' names. But one of the things that you've got to do is you've got to come up with those ways that from the first day of class, you start using their names. If there's a kid in there where you're not quite sure, then you need to ask them and you need to start over again. But with this, by learning their names, whether it's, you know, through seating charts, standing at the door, using their names, constantly using their names, practicing their names, being in the cafeteria, using their names, however it is that you learn their names, you got to use them. That's the only way you're going to commit them to memory. Because if on one day the person's wearing a yellow shirt, Steve's wearing a yellow shirt, and on the next day he's wearing a blue shirt, and because he sits next to a couple kids that they're kind of friends or they're always hanging out together, you're going to confuse them. You know, that means you haven't really learned their name. So, you know, in learning how to do roll correctly, take attendance, one of the things you got to do is you got to get it in your mind that you just got to get it done. Number two is you got to learn the kids' names. This makes it easy and fast. If all you have to do is look up, boom, 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 I know this who's here, this is who isn't. You write it down. All right. So my number third on my number third item on my do list for taking attendance is create a way to speed up the process so that it doesn't take away from instruction. That's right. You don't want to take away from instruction. You don't want to have the kids sitting there waiting on you to take attendance. That's just a waste of time. So what you want to be able to do is when they come into class, you want to get them started in instruction. You want to get them going. You want to get them playing with the ball, as you've heard me talk about before. And while they're doing that, that's when your perfect opportunity is to take roll. Once they get going, and then you look up and you do it. So in creating different ways of doing this, one of those ways is creating, you know, the tried and true seating chart, something that allows you to look up. You've got a little chart, you got a little map, and you got their names with where they're supposed to be sitting. And you look, boom, 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 check, check, check. Ooh, hey. And you write on the map. I have different ways of doing this. One of the ways is you put the map inside like a sheet protector, and that way you can write on it with one, you know, some sort of marker that can easily wipe off, or a grease pencil or something like that. But the point is that you do it quickly so that then later in the class you can transfer it to whatever document you have to, whether it's the computer or whether it's your own attendance book or something like that. But that way you know who's there and who isn't. By the way, that way I described to you that, you know, creating the seating chart where you have their names written on it and you put it in a sheet protector and you write on that, that's a great way of doing it, because that way if somebody's late, you can write quickly, I was 10 minutes late, came in at 12:05 instead of 12 o'clock, whatever. And that way you know that they weren't, you know, it's a little bit more fluid way of taking roll. But you've got to find that quick way of doing it, because you don't want to take away from instruction. And the worst thing to do is when they come in, they know that they have 5 to 10 minutes of you taking roll. All right, class, everybody have a seat, and now raise your hand when I call your name. Now, you may have to do that in the beginning, the first day, but that's why on my list is learn their names. The quicker you can do it, the better you are at it, the less instructional time you waste. Well, my number four on my to-do list for taking attendance, getting roll taken, is you also need to ensure that you have instructions about attendance for a substitute, because sure enough, you're going to be out one day. And when that day comes along, you're going to want to have a way for the sub to take roll. So you want to create that. So once again, on my do list for taking attendance, number one, you've got to understand it is important and you have to get it done. You cannot say, I'll do this tomorrow or I'll do this a week from Tuesday. Nope, your memory's probably not that good. If it is, hallelujah for you, but you still need to get it done. You know, not only do you have to get it done, but you've got to make sure that it is accurate. All right, so number two on my to-do list is learn their names. The only way to make sure your attendance is right and that it can be done and handled quickly is to learn the kids' names. Learning their names is going to make your life so much easier, because once the kids know you know who they are, yeah, then they can't, you know, you don't have some mysterious classroom attendee show up like Wolfgang Schmidt, who is not on your roll. Sorry, that's from a long time ago when in a high school class where one of my classmates decided to call himself Wolfgang Schmidt, and a sub that we had for over a week kept calling him Wolfgang, and that was Wolfgang this, Wolfgang that. Wolfgang wouldn't stay in his seat. I'll never forget when the teacher returned and she said, "All right, all I want to know is, who is Wolfgang?" That was sad. Anyway, we've got, let's now get into, I've talked about my do's, I've talked about my don'ts with attendance taking. Well, let's get into thoughts about attendance taking. Well, number one on my list, and I have four on this list, is I cannot say enough that you've got to learn the kids' names, all right? And there are many different ways of doing this. First of all, on the first day, you have them a required place to sit. When they're sitting in this place, you make sure that you put it on a map and you tell them, for the next couple days, we're going to start this way in these seats so that I can learn your names and I'm going to use them. And I'm sorry that if I get your name wrong, just help me remember it and I will eventually get much better at it, okay? Hey, good stuff. And that way, if you start off by focusing on learning their names and using them, you're going to learn rather quickly whose name you don't know or who you thought you knew but you didn't really. I mean, think about it. Have you ever been introduced to somebody and there's somebody standing next to them and they kind of sort of look a little bit alike? They have the same color hair. They have the same body, kind of, you know, the way they stand or whatever. It's whatever it is, there's something that makes you confused about who they are because you met them at the same time as each other. And now you confuse their names. All right, some of you know what I'm talking about because you've done it yourself as an adult. I know I have. And then you have to just straighten it out and say, I'm sorry. Can you tell me your name again? Because I've got you confused with somebody else. Yeah, that's how you handle it. Well, learn their names. Learn their names. One of the ways that you do this is you start off at the bat, like I said, creating that map. There's a seating chart. This is where you sit, and I'm going to start focusing on learning your names. And eventually, we'll have activities and projects where you can move around and be in different places. Another way is make sure that once you start bringing their names in, that you start understanding their names, that you start learning their names, that you use their names. You have to make sure that you use their names. If you don't do this, you will not learn their names. Okay, you'll remember a couple of kids for some reason or another, but you will not truly learn their names. You have to use their names. And one of the ways to do this is to be at the door when the kids enter. When the kids are coming in, you say, "Hey, Steve, how you doing today? Good to see you, Darla. Oh, I'm glad you're here today, George." And you know, and you just use their names that way. When you're in the hallway and you're walking from one class to another, don't just walk right by the kids and get lost in thought. Use their names. "Hey, Steve, how you doing today? Good thing that you're in school today because I got a great class. What do you think about that, Darla?" You know, you see what I'm saying? You got to use their names. How about hanging out at lunchtime in the cafeteria instead of going with all the other adults? How about you go in where your students sit and eat? And if it's in an elementary situation where you walk them to the tables and you sit with them the whole time, then that's even better. But make sure you're using their names, and especially practice with those kids who you have no clue or you've forgotten them for some reason. All right. Make it a point that you use the kids' names. So we're learning their names and we're going to use their names so that we get it down. All right. And remember that what goes with that is from the cafeteria to the hallway to the recess or different activities that they're participating in, you go to them and you practice their names. So some more thoughts about attendance taking. Use a seating chart to start off with. Look and mark on it, because this makes it so simple. If you have this map and you look up and you go bink, 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 the binking sound is me marking on the seating chart, which, you know, just saying, here, here, not here, that type of thing. And I'm just doing it quickly. I've gotten them started in instruction, and I pull that out, and I go through, and I mark it. And if I have time, I go ahead and put it in the computer. If not, and if I don't have to get it done within the first 10 minutes of class, then that gives me a little leeway, because some kids might come in late, and I can go back and erase and change it, right? But using a seating chart. All right, so, you know, another thing is, make sure in thinking about attendance that you're thinking about starting class as soon as possible. You want to get the kids using the ball. You want to get them playing with the ball. That's a reference to when I used to coach soccer. I was taught, get the kids playing with the ball. Don't sit there and talk their ears off at the beginning of class. Well, it's the same thing in the classroom. Don't talk their ears off. You've got to get them doing stuff. Well, if you stop to take roll right in the beginning and they know that you don't do anything until you take roll, then they know they got an extra, you know, five, however many minutes that you give them, which means that I'm not really paying attention. I'm not looking into class. And that might create an attendance problem with you, a tardy problem, because the kids decide, I don't really have to be there right at the beginning because she doesn't start class on time. She takes roll and it takes her forever. And then when I walk in late, she'll go, "Oh, Steve, good to see you," you know, whatever. Or I can sneak in because I just know that I'll slide in that door right there at the last second and take a seat. And then I'll say, "Hey, did you get me?" And that's how she does it. You know, that's not good. So learn the names of the kids. Number two is seating charts are good things. They can be your friends. And number three is start class and then complete. So you get the kids playing with the ball. You get them thinking about what's going on in class. And then you take roll quickly. You have some quick way, like using a seating chart, to do it. Well, my fourth thing is, you cannot delegate this duty to a child. So in summing everything up, you know, I've got these four thoughts about taking attendance and taking roll. And that last one is so important to understand. You cannot delegate this duty to a child. No, no, no. I know we don't like to be told no, and you say, "I've got this great way of handling it." Well, the problem is that you're, you know, who are you going to get mad at if they missed a kid or if they didn't check the box correctly? You're going to get mad at them? Well, you're the one who gave them the duty, but it's your responsibility. You can't delegate this, and I so discourage you from doing it, because if you do that, you're just asking for the day in which a mistake was made or something happens where the kid talks to their parent or talks to friends in the hallway and says, "Oh, you know, Steve was out again today. This is like his third day in a row." And then the parent of the other kid finds out that this kid's talking about his attendance, and he doesn't need to be talking about his attendance. Do you see where I'm going with this? Yeah. Don't use a kid to take roll. You have to develop a speedy way of doing it. And that seating chart is probably one of the best ways. And as you start learning their names, get to know their names, you're going to be able to take attendance so much better and so much faster. So I strongly encourage you, you know, when you're thinking about taking attendance, understand that there are do's and don'ts. I've got my four do's and I got my three don'ts. And altogether, I have four real thoughts about attendance taking. Number one, learn the names of the kids. It makes it so much easier. Number two, create a seating chart. That's an easy way of learning their names in the beginning, as well as keeping track of what's going on, because you can change seating charts forever you change the seats. Right? You just make sure that you do it. Number three, start class as soon as you can. You want to start as soon as possible. You want to get them into instruction. You want to get them playing with the ball. And then you take attendance in there, because that means that you can deal with whoever's late. That means that everything's not finalized yet. And it allows you, it allows you that time that you need. And only take 1 to 2 minutes to do it. If it's taking you longer than that, I think you're just avoiding teaching class. And number four, you cannot delegate this responsibility. You have to do it. Do not put a child in charge of it. They don't need to be. So remember, taking attendance is very important, but it shouldn't take away from instructional time. So you've got to learn how to do it fast and accurately. And with that, a big part of that is learning the kids' names. So, food for thought as you're getting all your act together with what you're doing in the class. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome, awesome day.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.